This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. That's Monday, January 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have a lot of news. We have the EU not only being invaded by the consequences of our foreign policy in Syria, we also have Angela Merkel planning on a European army. That's right. We're talking about a full-on European government. We've seen this coming for quite some time. Let me just give you some of the items that we're going to cover today. Justice Breyer, Supreme Court Justice, is going to be on the Colbert show tonight. I wanted to say the Colbert Report. It's the late show, David Letterman's former show. He's had a strong lineup of guests the last couple of weeks. He's going to have a Supreme Court justice on tonight selling a book about global realities of constitutional law. Of course, he doesn't use the term constitution in it. Nowhere in the title. Here's the title. The Court and the World, American Law and the New Global Realities. We're going to talk in depth about what he has to say about that. We're also going to look at economic news this week. The Federal Reserve is going to have their Federal Open Market Committee meet on Thursday. They're going to announce whether or not they're going to raise rates, whether or not they're going to essentially nuke the world economy with a rate hike. And we're going to talk about what's behind that. Of course, we're setting new records in the United States. We have new record tax revenue. Still not enough to cover the expenses of our government. You understand that since the income tax and Federal Reserve were created approximately the same time, about 100 years ago, we've essentially been on interest-only payments to the Federal Reserve. This is kind of like the negative mortgage that they sell to people who are retired. They don't have an income stream or they have an insufficient income stream. So they say, hey, you've got equity in your home. We'll pay you, instead of you paying us, we'll pay you on a monthly basis. And then each month, you lose equity in your home. Well, that's what's been going on with the United States for 100 years. Are they ready to take it over? We shall see. But we have $2 trillion, maybe it's higher than that, $2.8 trillion in federal taxes, set a record through August. Of course, that's only about $19,000 per worker. Federal workers make a lot more than $19,000, don't they? We all know that, especially since Obama got in office. The number of people making large six-figure salaries has skyrocketed under Obama. So we've got a giant deficit, still have a $530 billion deficit. And, of course, we're dropping like a rock on economic freedom. We're now down to number 16, and it was just in 2000 that we were second on the list of economic freedom. We're going to talk about the metrics of that. Of course, we now have a leader of the party in Britain, the Labour Party in Britain, who is an avowed Marxist. And he is singing the red flag as he takes the position of leader of the Labour Party in Britain. And we see Bernie Sanders moving up ahead of Hillary Clinton. I'm fine with Bernie Sanders moving ahead. At least we know where he's coming from. Hillary Clinton talks like she's something different. She'll talk about socialist policies and everything, but she's really part of the neocon globalist full-on war party. At least the guy who is a Marxist in Britain says that he doesn't want war. We'll see about that. We saw how the Greek leader, who was a very leftist, very Marxist leader in Greece, betrayed the people there to the bankers. We've seen that. We need to remember, when we look at these Marxists who say that they're going to save everybody from these rapacious capitalists, we need to understand your history. Understand that Lenin was sent by German bankers with $10 million in a gold, in a sealed train, $10 million in gold to start the Russian Revolution. He was started by the central bankers, the same guys that were creating the Federal Reserve in America. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news. We got more news about the Iran deal. Do treaties really matter? And, of course, some updates on the election. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, September 13th, 2015. I said at the top of the hour the day was January 13th. It's the Freudian slip. That's my anniversary. I'm sure my wife is laughing about that. She always teases me about forgetting our anniversary. Well, I remembered it, dear, but it's 9 months late. Nevertheless, it's Monday, September the 13th, 2015. We have 14th. Okay, we're going to get there eventually. it's September 14th, and it is Monday, okay? And I am David Knight, and we've got some news. Let's talk about the economic news. We now have the U.S. dropping to 16th on the economic freedom list. We're now behind Canada, Chile, and New Zealand, Hong Kong, many others. How do they determine this ranking? Well, one of the things that may help us is the fact that we are now getting federal record in taxes. $2.8 trillion. That's still $530 billion short. As I said in the last segment, we have been on an interest-only payment, essentially a reverse mortgage since they created the Federal Reserve and charged us interest for every one of the pieces of paper that they create. Will the bank start to call that loan now? We'll have to see, because they're going to meet this Thursday. They could very well raise interest rates, and everyone is very concerned about what that's going to do. Let's talk about some of the economic news. As they point out, we now rank 16th in the world. We were second in 2000. That's what Bush and Obama have done for us. We've been dropping like a rock. What are the variables that they use to determine this? Well, they got 42 different variables. They rank 157 different countries. One of the things that they look at is the weakened rule of law, the so-called war on terrorism and drugs. What would that be? Well, that's going to be asset forfeiture, the fact that they can just seize your property at will, never charging you with a crime, never arresting you, never asserting that you did anything wrong, just seizing your property, charging the property with being an accessory to an imagined crime, and then you have to sue them to try to get it back. Not very many countries have that law. I don't know any countries that do have that kind of law, except for the United States. And, of course, it is in direct conflict with the Constitution. But who cares about the Constitution anymore, right? Also, a confused regulatory environment, they say, have helped to erode economic freedom in the United States, which remains behind Canada and more economically free countries like Qatar, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. Yeah. There we go. We're sinking to third world status. We are becoming a banana republic with nuclear weapons. That's what the United States is turning into. The top 10, number one was Hong Kong. And I remember when we were in Hong Kong about 9 years ago, adopting my daughter, I looked at the money and the different denominations. We look at the same denomination, same amount of money, Hong Kong dollar, and it was very different from one bill to the other. And so I started looking at it closely, and I realized these were being issued by private banks, not by a central bank. Well, that's very interesting, because that's the way we used to do it in the United States before we had a central bank. So there's other ways to do it. And if it's done by individual banks, they have to have reserves to back that up, which our banks today don't really have reserves. As a matter of fact, we have a article up on Infowars.com. A bank in Russia was caught using fake gold as reserve capital there. And this is an article from Zero Hedge. It says, over the past several years, incidents involving fake gold, usually in the form of gold-plated tungsten, have emerged every so often, usually involving Manhattan Jewelry District or some gold foundries or a bullion dealer, but never have they found it in a bank until this last Friday, when Russia's Admiralty Bank, they discovered that they were using gold-plated metal as part of their gold reserves. Now, this was not a large bank. This was, they say, a relatively small bank. It was ranked number 289 in Russian banks in terms of assets. But, of course, it raises the question, if that's happening to that bank, how many other banks in Russia are doing that? And how many banks globally are doing that? Well, that's an interesting question, because Zero Hedge also has an article about Peter Hambro saying it is virtually impossible to get physical gold in London. Now, he and Ronan Manley have both pointed out that there's very little physical gold left in London. Here's a quote. They say, my baseline is that the Chinese have been buying and the Indians have been buying in enormous quantities, and it is virtually impossible to get physical gold. They can pass the little bits of paper around. It also makes us think back to several articles over the last couple of years. Remember, Germany, other countries have said that they wanted to repatriate the gold from the New York Federal Reserve. They said, give us several years to do that. They put them off. It almost makes you wonder whether they've got that in their reserves at the Federal Reserve as well. We also have Texas that is trying to get its gold back from New York. We haven't gotten it back yet. The only state that has done something, and I think this is very interesting, other states should try to do this as well. They're talking about setting up a gold repository here in Texas where we would hold our own physical gold and people could deposit gold there as well and draw against it. That's what's going to have to happen. We're going to have honest money that we can trust. And we don't have that right now, because we have a Federal Reserve system that can raise and lower interest rates at will. That's what they've been doing for 100 years. That's what we were warned about when they created them. Many people spoke out about it. Many congressmen and senators at the time. Lindbergh's father was in Congress, and he said, had a famous quote, talking about how with the control of interest rates, with the control of money supply, they could create boom and bust cycles at will. They could make fortunes by shorting the market, by buying into the market before it goes up. They could time economic boom and bust cycles and create those cycles. Now, Zero Hedge points out that in the 110 months since the last Fed hike, this is over the last several years, global central banks have cut interest rates 697 times. Hear that? They've cut interest rates 697 times collectively, the central banks. Now we have brought in $15 trillion of financial assets. So they're just created out of nowhere. Zero or negative interest rate policies have been adopted throughout the West and Asia, U.S., Europe, Japan, and following the great financial crisis of 2008, he says both stocks and corporate bonds have soared to an all-time high, thanks in great part to the extraordinary monetary regime. There we go. That's what they have done. And, of course, if you remember what happened with the bubble that burst in 2007, 2008, that followed a long period of a rope-a-dope move by the Federal Reserve, by Alan Greenspan, lowering interest rates consecutively. I forget how many times. It was like dozens of times. They had lowered interest rates, and then they changed it. And they continued to raise interest rates until it imploded. Now they're looking at possibly doing it this week. And, of course, if they do it, it's going to have a tremendous impact. That's what people are talking about. They say U.S. interest rates could trigger a global debt crisis. This is the U.K.'s Telegraph. They say debt ratios have reached extreme levels across all major regions of the global economy, leaving the financial system acutely vulnerable to monetary tightening by the U.S. Federal Reserve, the world's top financial watchdog has warned. And, of course, many financial analysts, some biblical prophecy people, have pointed out that they're very concerned about a repeating pattern, a timing pattern. People look at market timing, who analyze data, people who look at biblical prophecies, they all pointed to September as being the time that there might be some kind of a massive economic correction. And, of course, that could all be triggered. The pin that burst the bubble could be the change in interest rates. It could be something else. But, of course, it is interest rates themselves that have triggered this financial bubble in the stock market. Most of this money that has been loaned out at 0%. And let me say this, too. When they say that the banks that were bailed out, they say, well, we paid all that back. We paid all that back. You know, they paid it back with money that they got at 0% interest. How hard is that to do? Do you and I get money at 0% interest? When you look at interest rates, even though interest rates are relatively low for durable goods like homes and automobiles and that sort of thing, they're incredibly high, of course, for credit card debt. We're looking at 15, 25, and if you get delinquent, it goes sky's the limit on your interest rates. It wasn't until the stagflation of Jimmy Carter that they took off the legal requirement that interest rates stay below 10%. It was considered to be usury if they took interest rates above 10%. Now that's the norm for anything that is unsecured. But, of course, they get the money at 0%. What's the return if you get money at 0% and you loan it out on a car loan at even, let's say, 2 or 3%, a really good car loan, you got great credit, and they loan it out to you 2 or 3%. They get it for 0%. They loan it out for 2 or 3%. You know, when you divide by zero, what do you get? Infinite. Infinite. Okay? They've never seen the kind of returns on investment that the banks are getting now with these 0% interest rates. It's worse than what the mob used to do. Usury, loan sharking, that used to be the territory of the mob. But, of course, the banks are very indistinguishable from the mob anymore, the large banks we're talking about. Of course, we've had them laundering money for drug cartels. We've had them laundering money for terrorists, and we're told that they're too big to jail. They're also too big to be held to the standards of reason anymore, and that is we need to bring back the usury laws. They're talking about bringing back Glass-Steagall. Many people say we need to divest the banks from getting involved in speculative business. I agree. But let's also bring back the usury laws. It's absolutely immoral the interest rates that banks are charging consumers. And they can raise those interest rates on you if they merely assert that you've had something difficult in your background. Finally, this last issue before we go to break. Moldova, 20,000 people stage an anti-government protest for 8 days demanding a probe into a missing $1.5 billion. How about we demand a probe into the missing trillions of dollars of the United States? Instead, we just focus on our celebrity Big Brother election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday. September the 14th, 2015, this Wednesday, we are going to have a money bomb. We haven't done this for a couple of years. We have a goal of reaching 400 million people with $1 million of contributions from you. That's why we're doing this money bomb. We're doing it for 27 hours. In the middle of the money bomb, we're going to have coverage of the debate, but this is going to be around the clock. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have special auctions. It's something that I think you'll find very informative as well as entertaining. But you have to understand that we need to move this to the next level. We've already started our programs, our radio show, as well as nightly news has already started on Access TV. It's also available on Roku and other platforms. We're trying to get this, however, to satellite coverage. And you can see the map that we'll pull up here if you're watching this. So I pointed out we're trying to reach 400 million people via this satellite placement. This is something InfoWars is not beholden to anyone. We've never taken a loan. We don't rely on advertising from companies that sell things that we would not agree with, that are globalist-friendly companies. We run a very tight ship here. And your contributions, the things that you buy, the products that you buy from us at InfoWarsLife.com, as well as this crowdfunding effort, are the way that we fund our operation on a daily basis, the way that we expand. And so we're going to try to expand this operation into a larger footprint. That's why we're going to have this money bomb for, I think it's 27 hours we're going to be on the air, beginning this Wednesday with the radio show, beginning with Alex Jones on Wednesday at 11 Central. Again, we're 100% crowdfunded, and we do appreciate the way that you have helped us to grow. We could not have done this without your support, without you standing behind us. And it's very important. You know, there's an article that came out today about Apple News. And, of course, with the new operating system that's coming out this week, with iOS 9, Apple is offering an app that is going to essentially aggregate the news for you. They want to take over Drudge's position, essentially. You know, Drudge has been called America's editor. And he has a very important position there because he selects pertinent news, entertaining news, as well as things that people did not hear when there wasn't a Drudge Report around. And they want to replace this with a news aggregator. It's not just Apple. There's other ways that they're trying to do this. But Apple is one of the premier ones, the first ones out of the gate. Google and others have similar things planned down the line. They want to give control back to the mainstream media. They want to make sure that you don't see stories about certain issues. Now, just look at the debates that we have, the so-called debates, and they're not debates. I mean, when you look at the Megyn Kelly question to Donald Trump, the very first thing out of the gate is, a lot of people say you don't like women. Let's talk about that. We don't have any questions about the Constitution. We don't have any questions about the rule of law, about police brutality. Nothing about that. We don't have questions about NSA spying. Simply the same questions that we get every 4 years over and over again. How many jobs are you going to create for us? How many wars can you start to make us safer? It's absolute nonsense. But that's the kind of dumbed down, and I call it Big Brother celebrity. Big Brother is really what we've got going with this election cycle. That's precisely what you're going to get in the news if you don't have outlets like Drudge, if you don't have outlets like InfoWars and the InfoWars nightly news that we're trying to extend. Now, tonight, there's something that's going to be, I think, a very important discussion. We should talk about this a little bit. This is an article that came out this weekend, the New York Times, talking about the Supreme Court Justice Breyer's view of global law. He's going to be on Colbert's late show tonight talking about his book. And here's the title of the book, The Court and the World, American Law and New Global Realities. And they say this book is likely to revive a debate that roiled the court a decade ago when Justice Kennedy cited decisions from foreign and international bodies and major gay rights and death penalty cases. They say that evoked strongly adverse political reactions. That's what Justice Breyer writes in his book, including calls for impeachment, as it should. This is judicial activism taken to the next level. And, of course, they're not interested in the Constitution that they swore allegiance to. They're not interested in interpreting the Constitution and looking at the laws that Congress has passed to see if they pass muster by the Constitution. Instead, they're legislating from the bench. And we have seen this over and over again, whether it's Obamacare, whether it is gay marriage. They're looking at the pulse of the public and making their decisions based on that, not the letter of the law. We have more to say about this, as well as Angela Merkel and the EU army. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's right. Let's not get fooled again. Let's not do a celebrity Big Brother presidential election. It looks like the cult of personality on the left has now become the cult of personality on the right. We're going to talk about that later, but I want to get back to what I was just talking about in the last segment, and that is the book that is being put out by Justice Breyer. He'll be plugging that tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And as I read in the last segment, he says that when they cited decisions, when Kennedy a decade ago cited in some of the Supreme Court decisions, foreign and international bodies of law in their Supreme Court decisions, he said,
Well, that evoked strong adverse political reactions, including calls for impeachment. That's right. Scalia has it right on this. Scalia says the basic premise of the court's argument that American law should conform to the laws of the rest of the world ought to be rejected out of hand. It ought to be rejected by definition. The Constitution is what constitutes our law. They're not set up there to sync our law with the laws of another country or with the laws of the United Nations or with the laws of Islam. We have a process, and there is a process for writing laws, and it doesn't include the Supreme Court. There's a process for amending the Constitution, and it doesn't include the Supreme Court. We need to obey the rule of law. We need to obey the Constitution because what is the alternative? It isn't that we're worshiping some dead white man. The alternative to the rule of law is dictatorship. And we see that happening over and over again. We see it happening with treaties. Take a look at the Iran deal, for example. We have Politico saying that after the Iran deal, Obama is now going to pivot to climate change. Because, of course, he can do that. He can say that the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships are not treaties. They're simply agreements or they're partnerships or whatever. The Iran deal is an agreement. It's not a treaty. Baloney. It is a treaty. Now, people are starting to call him out on this. As I mentioned yesterday, Justin Amash says he opposes the Iran deal on the basis that it is a treaty. And as a treaty, there is a constitutional process that they need to go through to enact this treaty. We need to understand that these trade treaties are treaties as well. As we mentioned before, NAFTA was called a trade agreement. But now that it is passed, we have lawyer firms all over the world that have set themselves up as treaty specialists, who take the process of arbitration that was created, very similar to what they're going to create with the Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnership. These kind of arbitration processes that elevate the companies to the level of government. But they talk about that as treaty arbitration. They talk about it as treaty laws. Everybody knows that by definition, a treaty is an agreement between one or more countries about economics or about peace or whatever, but that's one of the very first things that you have is the agreement about economics. It's a classic statement of what a treaty is. And so all these things are treaties. Calling them something else doesn't change it. It just shows us that we're being lied to constantly, that the Constitution is nothing anymore but a veneer, a mask that they use to rule. Now, it's interesting that some of the people who have taken opposition to the Iran treaty and are saying, hey, this is a treaty and we need to treat it as such. Some of the same people, there's an interesting movement by one congressman, Peter Roskam, out of Illinois, but actually I think he represents the 6th District of Israel, because he's saying that we need to restrain President Obama's authority like we did with the trade treaty. He's saying that this is a treaty and we need to treat it as such. We need to stop it. And if you go back, however, a few months and you look at the passage of the Trade Promotion Authority, that's the fast track process. Remember that TPP has not come up for a vote yet. And neither has the TTIP, the one with Europe. Those have not come up for a vote. What they did, the fight was for the Trade Promotion Authority, because if that fast track passed, and it did, it is going to be virtually impossible to stop these international trade agreements. Now, the same guy who is opposing the agreement with Iran saying, Obama doesn't have the authority to do that. This is a treaty. He has to go through the constitutional process. That same representative is a good indicator of the kind of hypocrisy that we've seen, especially in the GOP, on this trade issue. He comes back and he says, when this was passed back in June, he said, today we acted to constrain President Obama's authority. Really? Really? You gave him the authority to do whatever he wanted when you passed the Trade Promotion Authorization Bill. What you did was you completely took Congress out of the process. You took the Senate out of the process. And they did it in a very underhanded way. What they did was they passed a law that said, we are not going to treat this as a treaty. We're not going to have amendments. We're not going to have debate about this.
We'll have 20 hours of debate, and then it'll be closed off. We're not going to go through the normal process of introducing bills where it has to be introduced in committee or it has to be introduced on the floor by the leadership. No, it's going to automatically go there once the president and the corporate representatives have negotiated something. Actually, I don't know if the president's even involved. This is being negotiated by a few hundred corporate lawyers are creating these agreements, and most people in government can't even see it. Perhaps the president can see it. They're keeping it a secret from most congressmen. They're saying they can't talk about it. This is what they created, and he said, we acted to constrain Obama's authority. Know what he did when they passed the TPA. Peter Roskam, the Republican congressman from Illinois, what he did when he gave Obama this trade authorization, he said, we don't care about the constitutional process. We don't care about treaties. You can do whatever you want. Now when he comes back with something about Iran that he thinks affects his representative, the people that are his constituents, Israel, now he's got a problem with it. See, that's the problem when you throw away the rule of law. When you wind up with a dictator, you're not going to have a benevolent dictator. And he's not going to do what you want in every one of these cases. People on both the Republican and the Democrat side need to understand this. And I'm not talking about the people who've been elected to office. They very well understand that. Republican and Democrat voters need to understand that we do not want to allow Obama to operate as a dictator. And we see this happening on issue after issue after issue. Now, of course, the next one is going to be climate change. He's going to negotiate something. We got a massive push that is coming up with the Pope coming to America to sell climate change, because that is what the Pope is all about anymore. He's not about traditional Catholic values. He has nothing to say about the redefinition of marriage, of all things. He has nothing to say about these Planned Parenthood videos on abortion. But he is all over climate change and world government. He said that we need to have world government because that's the only way that we can stop climate change. Totally political. And he's going to be coming to the United States this month. There's a big push that is beginning to get this climate change legislation push through. And I call it legislation. It's not even legislation. They're going to be dictates that are going to come through just like these trade agreements. One of the things that I find interesting is that Donald Trump may be able to use his popularity to stop this. I certainly hope that he can. As many of you who've listened to me know, I have a lot of problems with Donald Trump, with some of his policies. I don't like the way that he's running the campaign. Nevertheless, he's extremely popular. And he is opposed to the TPP. Not for the reasons that I would oppose it, but I will take anything, and we all should. We should work with people who are with us on the issues, even if they're not there for the same reasons. Now, of course, the reason that Donald Trump doesn't like the TPP is he says he could do a better deal. He doesn't trust Obama as a negotiator. He says we're going to get nailed. But he also points out, and this is true, Senator Sessions has, and he's working with Senator Sessions. This is an article that came out this last Friday. They say the GOP's Donald Trump nightmare may soon get a whole lot worse. Donald Trump met with Senator Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions is the one who has done the lion's share of the research. Senators and congressmen can go look at the secretive agreements. Nobody has really bothered to do that other than a couple of congressmen. Rand Paul has taken a look at it. Jeff Sessions has looked at it, but nobody has focused on this like Senator Sessions. He set up charts telling other people as if they cared, as if they didn't know, his colleagues in the Senate. This is a massive transfer of sovereignty to a globalist, a global governance commission. He said this is a living document. Once this thing passes, which we're not allowed to talk about, we can't tell our constituents about, once this thing passes, they can change it at will without any further involvement from any of the democratically elected bodies of the nations involved. They can also add anybody that they want to. So while they're using China as a foil to try to get the TPP enacted, saying that we need this because China is taking us to the cleaners on trade, so we need the TPP as a counterbalance to China, once they pass it, they can add China without any problem. Anything can be changed as part of this agreement. So Donald Trump met with Jeff Sessions, and Donald Trump came out and said exactly that. He said China can be added at any time. Very hopeful sign to see this happening. I'm very excited to see Donald Trump throwing his popularity and his weight into opposing the TPP. Also, we've got, as I mentioned earlier, Justin Amash opposing it. He says, under the treaty clause, the president, quote, shall have power by and with the advice and the consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the senators present concur. He says the Obama administration, however, asserts that the nuclear deal is merely an executive agreement that binds only the president. And that, of course, is talking about the Iran treaty, because any of these treaties can be pressed that way. So hopefully Trump and Sessions will push back against the GOP on the TPP agreement. One other area where we see some hope, again, is with John Boehner. You remember just before they went to recess, Representative Mark Meadows out of North Carolina threw down the gauntlet, as they point out in the Sons of Liberty. He said, we want to see the speaker vacate the chair. At first, they laughed it off. They said, this is not serious. We don't have to really worry about this. But then, overnight, they did a head count. And they found out that it was incredibly close. So close, just a handful of votes, that they tabled it until after recess. And so the question to you is, Boehner has been calling all these guys in Congress throughout the recess. And I'll ask you, have you been calling your congressman to say, get Boehner out? Because he's been putting pressure on them to stay in. Understand that, you know, when it comes to things like Obamacare, how you've been betrayed. Understand when it comes to open borders, how you've been betrayed by John Boehner. Here's another example of how you've been betrayed. Gun control. Remember post Sandy Hook? Remember the spring of 2013 when it looked like we were going to be facing massive new gun laws in the wake of the false flag at Sandy Hook? Well, they point out here that when all of that was going, as many people call it, the battle of the century for the right to keep and bear arms, John Boehner, they say, could have nipped gun control in the bud by saying that it would be dead on arrival in the House. But instead, he sent out the signal to Obama, said the House will consider any gun control proposals sent over by the Senate. There you go. There you go. So it's not just on Obamacare. It's not just on open borders. It is also on gun control and every other issue, because Boehner is part of the ruling elite. And on the core issues, there's not any difference between the different parties. Here's another example of this. Someone else who fits into that category. Kasich, John Kasich, who is running for president. They say in Breitbart that he channels Mitch McConnell on Planned Parenthood. He said the GOP doesn't need an unpopular government shutdown. No, we would never want to slow the government's progress in regulating us down, would we? Wouldn't want to have that happen. What do you say about a government that funds the kinds of things that we have just seen from Planned Parenthood? What do you say about somebody like John Kasich who can't get the backbone to even stop the government funding it? I mean, we're not talking about locking people up even. We're just talking about stopping paying them out of the federal government. We're just saying we're not going to proceed with any budgets unless you stop that funding. He can't even muster the moral courage to do that. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Now, when it comes to climate change, again, there's going to be massive conferences. That's why the Pope is coming. And we just had the Secret Service say that they have foiled an attempt on the Pope's life. And if you ever looked at the pictures of Jonathan Pryce, the actor, see if you guys can pull that up real quick on the screen. He's a doppelganger for the current Pope. And when I saw that, when they said that they had foiled an assassination attempt on the current Pope, I thought, well, did they do that by using a decoy actor, Jonathan Pryce? You know, Hitler had a whole bunch of actors who were decoys. If you look at this and look at the two of them side by side, there's some amazing pictures. If you pull that up, if you Google that if you look up both of their names, Pope Francis and Jonathan Pryce, you'll see them side by side. And I mean, they look like twins. So did they use an actor double to do this? Or maybe did they just call off their own assassination attempt, you know, because we see that they have their own terrorist. I thought we had that coming up. There we go. There's the two of them right there. You can see them side by side. And there's some pictures you'll see. If you Google it on the internet, you'll see the two. There you go. Got them right next to each other. Absolutely amazing. Of course, Jonathan Pryce is the actor who's one of my favorite films, Brazil. That was Terry Gilliam, who was with Monty Python. That was his kind of Python-esque take on 1984. That's one of my favorite dark comedies. But, you know, I guess this falls into the category, I guess we have to believe them. They're not giving us any evidence. They never do when the national security state says that they have just saved us. You know, it's kind of like when Obama had jobs created and saved. How do you judge that? You know, the jobs that were saved that didn't get lost. You know, he includes those in a metric. Now I guess we've got a new metric, and that is popes that they have saved. But the reason he's coming, of course, is to sell climate change. Now, there was a recent back and forth in the EPA with a House Democrat coming after Brian Shaw, who's chairman of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. And this is very interesting because this goes back to one of the first stories I covered when I came to InfoWars. Again, the EPA has issued its Clean Power Plan. They did this last August. They want to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from coal-fired plants by 32% over the next 15 years. This is part of Obama's war on coal. He promised, and he's keeping to this promise, he promised that he was going to essentially stop all power production from coal. And so he's trying to make good on that. Now, this is very interesting because they had a back and forth with this where the Democrat Congresswoman, Johnson, came after Shaw and said, This is you're recklessly endangering the health of children. And he said, no, CO2 doesn't kill anybody. And she was absolutely flabbergasted because she was simply going off the EPA point. Help. We'll be right
organic,
back.
Organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go back to the EPA's climate lies in just one moment, because that is the agenda that we're going to be facing towards the end of this month. There's a massive push, as I mentioned. That's what the Pope's visit to America is about. He's never visited America before. Never, ever. He's, 78 years old. Never been to America for any reason, but now he's coming to push a globalist government. And the means of the globalist government, of course, is the climate change governance, because that's going to give them what they need to tax us. You can't have a governmental structure without taxes, without an army. And, of course, we're also going to talk in this broadcast about the European army. That's what they're pushing in Europe as well. Before we get back to that news, I want to let you know that we have a two-week introductory offer on InfoWars Life Select Foods. These are new storable foods that we're selling at InfoWars Life. Everything about these are made in the U.S. We have it packaged exclusively in the U.S. The food, the packaging, everything is made in the U.S. There's nothing there from China that you have to worry about. There's no MSG in the food. There's no autolyzed yeast extract in the food. It has 25-year shelf life. And again, the packaging is very important when you're talking about a long-term storageable item like this. This has slimline totes for space storage, and we also have Ziploc containers on the food so it doesn't go to waste. So you have very high-quality packaging that keeps this fresh. We use low-heat dehydrated as well as freeze-dried ingredients to work together for maximum nutrition, taste, and shelf life. And again, if you buy it right now, you can get incredible pricing. Two-week food supply, $79.96. A four-week food supply, $156. Three-month food supply, $396. Those are incredible prices. This is only part of the two-week introductory offer that we have going. Again, you can go to InfoWarsLife.com. Go to also InfoWars Select. Both of those will take you to the same place, where you can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, going back to climate change, and this is very important because, as we were talking about earlier, we've seen the president being given fast-track authority for these trade agreements, that we know what is behind that. It's not about free trade. At best, it's crony capitalism, but we know that this is part of a longer-term movement for global governance. But he was given that, and now some of the same people who gave him that authority are complaining about the Iran deal and saying, wait, it's not a deal, it's a treaty. And we have to have this ratified by the Senate with 67 votes. It's like, yeah, that's right. When you ignore the Constitution in one way, it's going to come back and bite you in another way. The next way it's going to bite us as well is going to be on climate change. If he can just make deals with any country that he wants to without going through the constitutional process of having a treaty, if he can make massive agreements that transcend our sovereignty, and that's what the senator who's looked at it the most, Senator Sessions, has says that the transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnerships do. They create a transnational governance commission that will do things to us that have absolutely nothing to do with the economy. Of course, it will have a lot of economic aspects to it, but there's going to be other issues in it as well. If you can do that, then of course you can do it with climate change as well. It can act as a dictator. A good example, however, of the nonsense and non-science that underlies all of this is this back-and-forth exchange between a Democrat congresswoman, Bernice Johnson, and the guy from Texas, saying that she was flabbergasted. She thought that this was something that was going to save children's lives. And if you remember, when the EPA was hooking people up to diesel exhaust so that they could get stricter regulations on fine particulate matter, we had the then current EPA director telling us that more people were dying of fine particulate matter than from cancer. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-4255. 3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.